This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University, and my guest this week is Mr. Dan Miller, director of JSU's Disability Support Services. He's here to talk about the services JSU can offer disabled students pursuing a degree. He's being interviewed by Sherry Kuhn of the University News Bureau.
Dan, how can Jacksonville State University's Department of Disability Support Services help students who are blind or hard of hearing attend college?
Students are individually reviewed to ascertain the appropriate types of accommodations needed to have access to a post-secondary education. There is literally no cookie-cutter approach that can address the unique needs of these students. While there are certain global types of accommodations that reflect one's disability, each student must work as an individual with each instructor so that they can agree upon what is needed in any one particular class. Of course, most students who are blind are going to need some type of tactile representation of the coursework. Being blind does not necessarily mean that you know Braille. Blindness due to diabetes often has neuropathy, which is a lack of feeling in the fingertips, as a side effect. So Braille, or at least our standard Braille, is not even an option. Likewise, just being deaf doesn't mean one knows or even appreciates sign language. As well, sign language contains a vast continuum of variations, from a strict visual representation of straight English, like we hearing folk use, or American Sign Language, which is a specific language in and of itself, which has its own culture, idioms, and other grammatical markers, to some students just use home gestures.
Thank you. If you'd like to hear today's program again or catch up on programs you've missed, go to president.jsu.edu. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.